Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Mike Papad, 88 UMP. Listening via Echo Link.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 20 degrees.
ABA PGW Delta.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
KCNYVF testing 24.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees.
Good evening. This is Dave, KEHPCQ, and I will be your net controller for this evening's Mid-Michigan net. If you wish to join the net, three net check-ins are being taken now. Please come with your call sign and your name. This is KEHPCQ taking PNET check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. This is KEHPCQ taking PNET check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. This is KEHPCQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
KEHPAZ, Nanny Burke, no topic.
KFA, EDQ, Mike and Saginaw.
KEHPCQ, KC8BOA.
Go ahead, KC8VOA.
Go ahead and put me in for early check-in. No traffic.
Thanks, Rick. Going to be a short one tonight. We got not many people. Last call for pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net from KEHPCQ. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
KDA, Aaron, Kilo Delta 8, Alpha, Victor Alpha.
Could you come back with that again, please? It was really quiet.
Kilo Delta 8, Alpha, Victor Alpha, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. We'll get started in a couple minutes here.
Good evening.
19, this is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KEHPCQ. And I'm located in Bay City. I will be your net control operator for tonight's net. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, name, location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short-time, mobile, or are in and out. I will now take check-ins from any Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot Ron in Saginaw, no traffic.
Well, we'll get started here. Good evening, everybody. A nice, cool night outside. Even the dogs are bundled up. It's amazing, and it's going to get worse. I mean, we've got some warnings, and I would imagine several school closings for tomorrow. With that said, let's get started here. KD8, PAZ Mini, and stand by, KF8 EDQ Mike. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8 PC2. This is KD8 PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here tonight, even with the cold weather. I just checked my temperature over there. It's 19 degrees out here. So I've been staying in, staying warm, and working on a number 5 puzzle. So it's 700 teeth, and I started it today, and I got maybe an eighth of it done. So it's got deer and tractor and barn and hay wagon and that in it. So it'll take me a little while, but I'll get her done. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
Those puzzles seem to keep you going, Minnie. That's a great thing. KF8, EDQ, Mike, and standby KC8BOA Rick. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, KE8PCQ, and the group. What can I tell you? I went to the dog shelter this weekend. As usual, just hung out for a few hours in the morning. Let some dogs out and give them all kinds of attention and pets and whatnot. So, other than that, I've been staying inside. My dogs don't want to go outside. Shelter dogs don't want to go outside. It's too chilly. So I've been staying in. I came home this afternoon, and I've been playing radio pretty much ever since. 10 meters was open. I talked to a guy from Alberta in Calgary on 10 meters, which is a good distance away. 10 meters was open. 20 is open now. 40 is moderately open. Been playing quite a bit of radio, so that's what I've been up to, and just staying warm, I guess. With that, I'll just pass it back to Nat. This is KFAEDQ.
Mike, I've got two poodles, and they see snow and they go ballistic. It's unbelievable. It's hard to get them back in. KC8VOA, Rick, and standby KD8AVA. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net, and good to hear Aaron in there tonight. My granddaughters have tomorrow off before the weather even got there because it's Martin Luther King Day, so there's St. Charles schools and no school tomorrow for them. Which is good. Tuesday and Wednesday, I don't know what's going to happen there. It's still cold. I've been staying on the warm side of the door for the most part. Went out, scraped the driveway off and that, and wheeled the trash up a little bit closer, and so forth, and fed the squirrels and the birds, and that's about it. Been trying to stay indoors. Been working with the 3D printer. Been having my fair share of fun with that. Just little minor issues and stuff, but still frustrating at times. And as far as all things go, Ron mentioned last week that Skywarn training was going to be April 2nd. April 2nd also happens to be Maundy Thursday. And I have church that night, so I won't be at Skywarn, but that is coming up, as well as this weekend's event. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8BOA.
Well, Rick, I'll have to watch and let you know. Bay City has one at the State Theater. I don't know what date it is yet, so when I find out, I'll give you a buzz. KD8AVA, Aaron, Good evening. Stand by, Ron.
ABA. Good evening, everyone. I just had the radio sitting in the corner. I didn't even know there was a net tonight, so I'm glad I could hop on and say hi. I'm just kind of getting all my radios back out, trying to get things set up and plan a station again. It's been a good 20 years, so just getting it all going. I found my ICOM 2 meter 440 crossband. Well, dual band, but it also does cross-band repeat. That radio has a cable that's got a 610 RJ11. And so I had to go on Amazon and get a few of those to re-terminate it because it was all loose. And then figuring out what to do for the car. You know, there's a million things to do that I need to fix on the car, and, you know, buying radio stuff for it isn't necessarily the most important thing, but... Anyway, other than that, keeping me busy is my puppy. She's 11 weeks old, a golden retriever. Trying to get her potty trained and get her baby. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KDA-ABA.
Well, Aaron, welcome aboard again. And you're coming into Bay City just clear as a bell. KC8YVF, Ron, good evening.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. That's about the theme for the last few days is just staying in the house, staying out of the cold. I did clean up the driveway this morning, got that done, and the wife and I had to go do some shopping, so we ended up to Walmart, out to Meijer's, over to Jack's, and back home. So we spent about 3 hours out getting groceries and meds and that stuff, and back home. Back to work tomorrow. We'll see what happens in the morning here, what we get, whatever it is. We'll deal with it. No big deal. Grandkids, like I said, got tomorrow off, so they are off. We're not sure if my wife's got to go out and watch the kids or not. My son-in-law works for a lawn care company, and he generally drives snowplow at night, so he's supposed to go in at like 9 o'clock tonight. Probably won't get out to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Come home, sleep for a few hours, so he may be home with the kids tomorrow, so my wife doesn't have to go out to the bird to watch him. So we'll wait and see how things play out here. But that's kind of it. Like Rick, a little bit of 3D printing. I've been working on some things for my grandkids. My grandson wanted a couple of things printed that he found online, so I got those printed. I figured, well, if I print those for him, I got to print one of those for my granddaughter. And then my granddaughter's into the Harry Potter stuff, so I found a Harry Potter book nook. MakerWorld's got a book nook competition going on, so I found one that was Harry Potter themed, so I printed that last night. That was about 7.5 hours for that one. So I got that one done. If the kids come here tomorrow, they can pick up their prints that I did. So one of these days, I got two more. I got one small print to work on. Let me break. One small print that's been sitting in the wings for a while, for about a year. Haven't got to it. I got everything I need to print it and put it together. So that I may start on that one next. That's not too long. That's, I think, about a 20, 25-hour print. And then I've got another one to work on, the Christmas Train crowdfunder project. And that one's looking probably into about an 80-hour project. Plus print on that one, and then I've probably got 40 plus hours of build time into it to put all the electronics in it and all that. I did get all of the parts, quite a few parts for this one. I got 3 bags full of parts, electronics and that has to go into that build. So that will be a while on that one, both printing and putting it together. So that's what I got for this go around. Thanks for Dave for doing the net. KC8YVF back to net.
Well, Ron, on your next time around, you let me know how long does one of those spools last before you have to change it. Okay, we are taking to see if there's anybody else out there to join the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. We will go back up to the top. KD8 PAC Mini, 73 round. Stand by, Mike.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8 PAZ. Yeah, the puzzle I'm working on is 34 inches long and 12 inches wide. So it's a very narrow puzzle, but a lot of color. So anyway, I'll get her done. And then I got one more that I had gotten for Christmas from my daughter. And it's a 1,000-piece puzzles, and it's got birds and a bird bath and that in it. So I'll be working on that one after I get this one done. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
Many have a great week, and stay warm and stay out of the drifts. 73. KF8EDQ, Mike, and stand by Rick. 73 round.
KPCQ in the group again. I've got I actually have tomorrow off of work, so I'll probably be going to the shelter again tomorrow morning. And then I'm not sure what I'll do in the afternoon. We'll see how the weather holds out and whether or not it is comfortable enough to spend some time outdoors, which I'd like to get around to doing, but so much fun inside. Yeah, I guess, what else can I tell you? Not a whole lot. I've been playing, I was doing sideband earlier, and now I'm playing FT8 on 20 meters. So, some pretty good distance. I think my furthest distance today was like 4,000 miles, maybe. I'll have to look up the call sign to see where they were, but I think that was on 20 meters, so... like 10 meters was open today. It was pretty cool. With that, I'll talk to everybody tomorrow. This is KFA-EDQ and 7-3, everybody.
Well, 7-3, Mike, and yeah, when 10 meters is open, it's a blast. KC-8-VOA, Rick, 7-3 round, standby KD-8-AVA. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Dave, and everyone on the net. For me, the printer I'm printing right along the spool lasts me probably somewhere around 16 hours. If I'm printing away, pretty good clip. It all depends on what you're printing, the size of the nozzle, the detail, etc., as to how long it's going to last. And there's a lot of factors goes into that. So... the infill, everything, all that adds up. For myself, not looking at a whole lot this week. I was hoping to go to field day, and the way things are looking right now, it's probably not going to happen. I was hoping to at least get in there and do some six-beater or something of that nature and make some local contacts. It sounds like there's some local clubs working, so there's a chance to possibly pick someone up close by and 6, 10, or 2 meter, and that's a possibility. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. Everyone have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Stay warm. And Aaron, tomorrow night, there is a net at 9 p.m. That's the Savara net. KC-8-BOA.
Have a great week, Rick. Stay warm. 73s. KD-8-AVA. Aaron. 73 round.
Thank you, and thank you, Red, for that reminder. It's hard to remember these days. Got a lot going on, but at the same time, it doesn't seem like I have a lot going on. So I got my dipole out of the shed, and then I bought an end-fed antenna for a chef. But I don't really want to be getting up on the roof right now to hang those, so I'm trying to figure out kind of temporary things to do just to get on the air, so I'm just kind of using mobile units for now and whatever I can do trying to make things work. I did get a 3D printer too, so someone gave me one. That's a lot, man. But I haven't really gotten into doing much other than finding things and printing them. I haven't made my own stuff yet. I'm kind of hoping to get into that at some point. And, yeah, it should be fun. We'll see if they have time for it. But anyways, we'll turn it back over to Net Control, 73s everyone, and maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Well, Aaron, the radio's sounding good. I'm glad you could join us, and echo again that tomorrow night at 9 p.m., the same frequency, is the Monday Night Net. And enjoy this hobby. I mean, as you get back in it, the rabbit hole gets deeper and faster. Our KC8YVF, Ron, 73 Roan.
Good evening again, Dave. Yeah, you had to make me chuckle with the rabbit hole there. Yeah, it's with radio and also 3D printing. I'm only going to do it for this, and then, oh, I can do this and this and this, and then it just spirals out of control. So, and as Rick said, how long anything lasts just depends on what you're printing in that. An average, well, the spool size is 1 kilogram. And so you've got roughly 1,100 feet of filament on each spool. And to use up a kilogram of filament, I mean, that's quite a large print. It's going to take some time to do that, to use that much filament. It's amazing what you can print with very little. This project that I did for my daughter or granddaughter last night was about 7.5 hours for the main body to print. And about 4 hours into it, I knew I was going to run out. The software said I was going to use just about 180 grams of filament for this part. And I had roughly maybe 120 or so on the spool. And so, of course, about 4 hours into 7.5 hours, about 11 o'clock at night, it ran out. So I had to be here to change it. So I just, as it's running through the last part of it, I put a new spool on. And I have the refill, so I just break apart the current one, take off the cardboard insert, put a new spool of filament on, lock the spool back together, feed it into the printer, and then when it's ready, it knows that the other one's ran out, nope, and I got another one waiting of the same kind and color, so I'll just grab it and continue on. So, but it takes quite some time in order to use up one of those. It's 1,000 grams is a quite a large print to be able to do something with. For me, the rest of the week, it's just back to work. Field day next week. This coming Thursday, we do have an Aries training, so I will be sending out an email tomorrow morning. I've got to remind myself. So Thursday night is going to be on Go Kits. We haven't had a review of that in a while, and I know people have changed radio. So Thursday night, what I'm going to have you do is everybody bring their HT Go Kit with them, or bring a list of what they normally would carry in their HT Go Kit. And it's been about 4 years since we've done one of those. I looked back at the training that we did, and I got a spreadsheet that I do in order to see if what we need a review on and what we haven't done in a while, and we haven't done those. It's about 4 or 5 years ago. So we'll do that on Thursday. Again, a little preparation for the weekend. Let me break. Field day, winter field day, will be out at Harry Brown Airport out on the west east side of the county where we normally have our Savara meetings and our Aries trainings. Aries training, by the way, begins at 7 o'clock, runs approximately 9 o'clock or less, depending on what participation we get. For winter field day, setup begins at 9 a.m. The event begins, the contest begins at 11 a.m. We run to about 10 o'clock at night. We break, go home for the evening, come back at 9 a.m. We run to about noon or 1 o'clock, and then we tear down and head home. So that's kind of what we do. We have now picked up a fifth station, so we will have two digital, two sideband, and a CW station, at least on Saturday. I know for Sunday we're only going to have three stations. One of the sidebands and the CW station will not be there on Sunday. But we'll have five stations operational from out at the airport. It's always a lot of fun. So, hope, come on out, see what we got going, And Aaron, like I said, good to hear you back in there, back on the air, getting things back operational. And yeah, now isn't the time to be up on the roof to get antennas back up, but there are ways, at least, to do it if need be. But come on out and join us for Winter Field Day. Like I said, we have a lot of fun and good conversation, and try your hand at some of the radios that we'll have out there. It's all the temporary setups, and it's fun. This is KC8YVF back in that.
Thanks for the info, Ron. I mean, I haven't got into that yet, but I'm too much into the radios here right now to think about a CD printer. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your call sign and your name. Are there any comments or rechecks for the Net? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 6 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's Net. This is Dave, KE8PCQ, and this Net is now closed at 7:24. And we'll now turn the repeater back to normal amateur use.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.